Old boy killed in road accident in Sindh. Ministry of Health officials inspect Lusaka facilities. In international news, heavy rainfall forces school closures across UK. And in sport news, Banda scores as Leeds holds Juventus. With the news in details, my name is Joshua Chamba. In local news, a 12-year-old boy of Sindh district in Eastern Province has died after being hit by a vehicle. The juvenile was hit as he was running while crossing the road. Given Banda sustained fatal head injuries, died on the spot. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba says the accident happened yesterday, Sunday, January 4th at around 18 hours. He said involved was a Hino Ranger motor vehicle, registration number CAE1968, driven by Stanley Sibanda, 51, of Lusaka's Makeni compound. The driver, who escaped unharmed, has since been arrested. He notes that the vehicle in question had a depressed right fender and damaged right corner lamp. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has formally warned and cautioned Lusaka Archbishop Alec Banda in connection with investigation into the alleged unlawful possession of a motor vehicle. In a statement issued by DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba, the commission said the action was taken through its Anti-Money Laundering Investigation Unit, AMLIU. Tamba says the investigation relates to a Toyota Hilux motor vehicle bearing registration number ALF7734, which is alleged to be property of the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA. According to the DEC, Archbishop Banda is suspected to have been in possession of the vehicle between April 22, 2021 and December 27, 2023. Tamba said the vehicle is reasonably suspected to have been unlawfully obtained from ZRA, an offence contrary to Section 319, Subsection A of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. Two illegal fish traders were apprehended in the Kopa area after being found with four bags of fish each weighing 90 kilograms today. He says the culprits will appear in the courts of law soon, adding that the arrest of this duo will help to deter other would-be offenders in the district. Meanwhile, Nguni has commended the District Fisheries Management Committees, FMC, and Village Management Committees, VMC, for their diligent work in enforcing the 2025-2026 annual fish ban in Kachivia District. He says the committees have been instrumental in helping the department ensure that the ban, which runs from December 1, 2025 to February 28, 2026, is strictly adhered to. The Kachivia Fisheries and Livestock Coordinator notes that the collaboration between the department and Bangweulu Wetlands Project has already led to the arrest of two illegal fish traders. Still in local news, the Department of Veterinary Services in Northern Province says it made remarkable progress in managing animal health in 2025. Northern Province Veterinary Officer Sydney Kalenga indicates that the province did not record any case of the contagious bovine chlorpneumonia CBPP and foot and mouth disease FMD outbreak in the past year. Kalenga says the department achieved 99% vaccination coverage, successfully vaccinating over 22,000 300 out of a target of over 22,500 animals against CBPP and over 28,300 cattle out of the over 28,400 target against foot and mouth disease. He reveals that the department also managed to conduct the vaccination against transboundary animal diseases in Nimbala and Senga Hill District. Kalenga further discloses that the government procured 8,000 doses of rabies vaccines, which were distributed to high-risk districts, among them Mbala, Senga Hill, Luwingu, Mungwi and Kasama. Petroleum expert Dr. Kafula Mubanga says recent developments in Venezuela, a country with some of the world's largest oil reserves, will not have any immediate impact on local palm prices. Dr. Mubanga explains that fuel prices are only affected when there is a disruption in the global supply chain, a situation, he says, has not arisen despite the developments involving Venezuela's leadership. Speaking in an interview, that countries such as Zambia procure petroleum products in bulk and maintain strategic reserves, a system that cushions the country from sudden international shocks. Dr. Mulanga states that as a result, any political or economic instability in oil producing nations would not translate into immediate changes at the pump. He adds that global oil markets tend to react more to sustained supply interruptions rather than isolated political events, explaining that international suppliers and alternative sources of crude oil help maintain stability in supply, reducing the likelihood of abrupt price fluctuations. And finally, in local news, the Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Dr. Kennedy Lishimpi, accompanied by senior officials from the Ministry of Health, conducted a monitoring and assessment tour of selected health facilities in Lusaka province. The team visited four health facilities, namely Tuvalange Min Hospital in Chilanga District, Kanyama West Health Facility, Chilanga Health Center and Chilenge Level 1 Hospital. The primary objective of the visit was to verify the availability of essential medicines, assess pharmaceutical supply management systems and evaluate operational efficiency and service delivery at facility level. The monitoring exercise provided valuable on-the-ground insight into medicine availability, facility operations and infrastructure related challenges within Lusaka District. While commendable efforts were noted among frontline health workers in ensuring continued service delivery, the visit also highlighted the need for targeted interventions to address intra-facility communication challenges. The Ministry of Health remains committed to strengthening oversight mechanisms, improving pharmaceutical supply management, and addressing operational challenges in order to enhance service delivery and ensure consistent access to quality healthcare for all citizens. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sport news. Don't go away.
Summer is all about balance, right? Whether you are catching up with friends at the bar after a long day of work, or spending quality time with the family in the backyard, Heineken is there to refresh every moment with its uniquely balanced taste and star-brewed quality to ensure your enjoyment. So what are you waiting for? Ask for a Heineken next time and enjoy the refreshing moments this summer. Heineken, for a fresher world, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Enough of wrapping socks and